We get a chance over, we've gotten a chance over the last several days to catch up with members of the OTS Sports Network, these announcers that you hear every Friday night from now through really December. We like that. We like this opportunity because we work the morning shift, they work the evening shift, and this is one time throughout the year that we can interact with each other. This, as we're celebrating our 80th anniversary of live high school football. Our next announcer is Chet Tucker. And my goodness, Chet, you have been part of the family here for so long. It seems longer than 11 seasons.
Yeah, well, you know, 11 seasons on air and then probably 10 years prior to that, working with the Easter Egg Classic through the Y and putting that on, which is always a great event.
That's
and,
why you've been here so long.
I can't get away.
The Y family as well.
I like it for sure. All right. So you are mainly cover what team?
I do a lot of South Point games. That's typically over the last at least 8 or 9 years has been kind of the focus of my coverage, the team that I see the most throughout the year, which has been really exciting to do because mm-hmm. South Point year in, year out is a really good football team. And you know, this year it's shaping up to look like that. You know, they're one of the top picks in 4A to head to a state championship, and they got so much talent on that team. They're going to have a shot every year, particularly this one.
We had a great conversation with head coach Bobby Collins the other day, and he was just telling us with so much power on that team, he treats every single player the exact same. And he said that's so valuable and so important to make sure you have the success that you do, because obviously certain players are going to stand out, but he says he makes sure everyone is treated the same. Everyone has to go through the same drill. No one's treated differently based on their skill set, which it was, you know, you assume, but it's good to kind of hear the head coach say that.
Yeah. And I've there's absolutely truth to that, but I think any coach will tell you, maybe not, you know, in a interview process, but you know, that every, in this case, young men, if it's college level, pros, everybody needs to be treated the same, but different. You know, you're trying to treat them the same to get the best output that they can get, to be the best player that they can be. For Ashley, that might be coming up and giving you a shout, you know, a smack on the helmet and saying, hey, you know, let's go. We expect more of you. For Lucas, it may be, hey, pick it up, man. You know, like, we need you. Like, we're counting on you. Treating, finding the way to get the best out of that player. But
every Chet knows player, us well.
He does know us very well.
Everybody's treated the same, you know, in the overall yeah. aspect, mm-hmm. but you got to figure out what buttons to push for each player to make them the best that they can be.
Well, hopefully this is their year. Coach said we've kind of been in a drought a little bit at South Point, considering that, you know, all the success that they had for some teams, they would love this, but South Point said this is not our standard. We want the standard.
They played for the upper state championship yeah. last year and
they didn't win it.
Mm-hmm. And people are like, man, you know, what's going on at South Point? Or it's a down year at South Point. You know, there are hundreds of high schools in South Carolina and across the country that would absolutely yeah. you know, they'd have a parade for them if that were the case. But right. they've set the standard so high there that, you know, it's difficult to live up to that every year. And you know, there are other very good teams in South Carolina, and sometimes it's just not your night. The ball doesn't bounce your way and in order to do that. But, you know, that's not acceptable at South Point. And Coach Bobby Collins and his team, you know, they're looking to mm-hmm. to remedy that for sure.
Well, he'll get them in line.
That's right. He sure will.
He will get them in line.
Well, we do want to brag on you just a little bit, Chet. So we know that you are a play-by-play announcer for us. But how, because we do know that you not only played at the high school level, but you also played collegiately. You were the kicker at the University of South Carolina. How does that experience that you had help you be a better analyst for OTS Media?
You know, as far as the game, you know, the plays on the field, I don't know that it makes much of a difference. You know, of course, I've been around it for a long time and I've been a part of, you know, sitting in meetings just because they made me. I wasn't getting much out of it, but maybe 25 years later, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm glad that I knew that. But you know, just being a part of a team, recognizing the sacrifices that go into it, that, you know, even the last man on the bench is contributing to that team in some form or another. They may not be the one out there making a tackle or scoring a touchdown, but it's what they're doing in practice. It's a look that they're giving the starters through the scout team. You know, every person on the team plays a part in a team's success. And I think sometimes we overlook that, particularly, you know, at the professional level where you see the stars and they get all the hype. But, you know, that 53rd man on the NFL roster is really just as important in a lot of cases as the number one player.
What years did you play at USC and who was the head coach?
I was in the Brad Scott and Lou Holtz era. So if you look at maybe the worst part of South Carolina Gamecock football history, I was smack dab in the middle of it. 0-10, 1-11, 98-99.
Well, you learn a lot from defeat. right? Yeah, I know it's a cliche saying, but you do learn a lot.
Yeah, you appreciate the process more than the results.
Right. And you were a part of the team. That's the dream for a lot of guys who are playing here on a Friday night. I mean, we talk about that all the time. You start playing on Wednesday night, and you want to play on Thursday, and then Friday, and then Saturday, and then the ultimate goal is Sunday.
For sure. And, you know, the bonds that are built, you know, at Pee Wee level, Grey Y level, high school, college, they're intense. You know, it was 25 years ago for me. I was a small part of a team, you know, at the University of South Carolina. But 3 weeks ago, I was on vacation in St. Martin with five of the guys that I played with then. You know, and it's because that bond is the same. Mm. And it might as well have been in Columbia in 1999, the way that we were, you know, bouncing around. And, you know, we don't see each other extremely often. But when we do, we still have that bond. And that's kind of the central theme that runs through our relationship.
Well, speaking of USC football, Chet, people can hear you and Chris Miller across the state of South Carolina as part of the Gamecock Radio Network. And just remind our audience, if they're not familiar, kind of what you all do. And it's pretty impressive that the whole state and beyond, really, the whole state, because we now live in a society where you can get all the information wherever you are. But it's from right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, that you cover the whole state when it comes to Gamecock football.
That's right. It's been really exciting. So this will be my fourth year doing the pregame and postgame with Chris. Chris produces that, then produces the home games, you know, the broadcast. So anytime that you hear, you know, a commercial or any of those things, that's Chris kind of working his magic, putting that in there. Or, you know, if it's the Sansbury Ice Center sack of the week, or did you see that play? You know, Chris is handing a card to Todd on the call to be able to read that to make sure they get it just right. But then also, this will be my third year doing the sideline reporting. So during the game, if there's an injury, I've got a contact with the university who's kind of given me the official word as to what it is. But you're there on the sideline, so you may get the word that, hey, you know, it's got his wind knocked out of him, but, you know, he may have twisted his ankle too. So you see those kind of things. And we're very fortunate the Gamecock Radio Network gives us that opportunity. But, you know, Todd and Tommy both have been there for ages. I think Tommy's going into his 52nd year as the play-by-play guy, Todd into his 33rd year as the play-by-play voice. So, you know, they've got great relationships there. That spills over to Chris and I because we kind of reap the benefits of those relationships. There's a trust there. So players, coaches are honest with us and, you know, really look at us kind of as part of the organization.
And you actually travel with the team now,
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. So on, you know, when they're playing in Columbia, I don't drive down to Columbia on Friday nights. I'll be at South Point or at York or somewhere calling a game here. But then we'll go set up. We're on air 3 hours before kick for the pregame show. But on road games, you know, it's harder to stand on the sideline when you're not with them. So that's one thing that I've really enjoyed the most is a chance to, you know, travel with the team again. So we'll fly out of Columbia if we're going to this year. Got some great games at Missouri, at LSU, at Ole Miss, at Texas A&M, and we'll open up the season. I'll be leaving next Saturday to go to Atlanta, to Mercedes-Benz, to open the season on August 31st against Virginia Tech.
It's great.
Chet does play-by-play again for OTS Sports Network. He's in his 11th season. Chet, really from July through December, your weekends are pretty much gone. Some folks might like that. Others might say, like, man, it's a lot of commitment. What do you say that draws you in every single weekend? Like, why give up a big chunk of your year dedicated to sports, high school sports for OTS Sports Network, and then college football after that?
For me, it's passion. I mean, I love the game. I love all the pageantry, particularly in high school. You know, I mean, it's a different environment. You know, you go to South Carolina on a Saturday, there's tailgating and there's this excitement about it and all that. You go to a high school on a Friday and the players are walking around in their jerseys. And then, you know, there's towns where, you know, literally they shut down. They close it up if the team's on the road because they're following the team around. That pageantry in high school football, you know, it's really unmatched. And there's a genuineness to the game that, you know, there's a lot of people who disagree with the idea of college players getting paid to play. You know, it kind of loses some of that authenticity. I couldn't disagree more. You know, I mean, they are working a full-time job doing that, the commitment level that it takes on top of doing school. And there's lots of other people that are putting in, you know, a similar type effort to make the experience what it is. But in all honesty, I'd be watching a lot of football if I wasn't calling it. So,
you want to get paid for it.
Right. Right.
So I might be, you know.
Yeah.
It is a big commitment, but, you know, when I wasn't doing this, I was sitting on the couch Saturday and Sunday, and I was at District 3 a lot on Friday nights. So,
that's right. That's why you need to make sure that you have that free WRHI app.
That's right.
You can keep listen track. To all of it.
Download the app today. Take it on the go. You'll be in the know. His name is Chet Tucker. Again, he is in his 11th season for the OTS Sports Network, and we're glad to have you part of the team, Chet. You're part of the secret sauce each and every Friday.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.